Good morning once again. This morning we're going to talk about mercy. Mercy is something that I need, and I have no doubt that you need mercy as well, because you're not perfect, and I'm not perfect. And you might be imperfect before another person. You might be imperfect before God, certainly so. I begin this morning in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. We're going to do this the old-fashioned way. My technology is not happy this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now let's begin in verse 28. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 28. The Old Testament is a good place to talk about God's mercy because that's where we first see it. And so there are a number of times that we see God's mercy displayed in the Old Testament, but we're going to take a look at just this one for just a few moments. Verse 28 of Deuteronomy chapter 4. There you will serve gods, the work of human hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell anything. So God is telling the Hebrew people that if you don't obey, then these things will come upon you. And prophetically speaking, these things did come upon them. But now if you notice the next verse, but from there, where you are captives, that is, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things happen to you in the latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and listen to your voice. For the Lord your God is a compassionate or merciful God. He will not abandon you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. All right, so as we look at these particular verses, we see some things here that are very interesting. If you want to talk about mercy, if you want to define mercy, mercy is the ability to look at someone who is in need, and you would have pity on them. You would have compassion on them. You would feel bad for the condition that they are in. And then there's the other side of mercy, wherein you actually do something about it. You are compassionate and you see somebody who is in need, so you help them out. That is the very basic definition of someone who is merciful. And we see that God is merciful in our reading this morning. So if God is merciful, he would look down upon his people and see that they are in physical distress in the Old Testament. He would see that his people are in a bad situation, a pitiful condition, spiritually speaking. And God wants to give the opportunity to these people to come to him and to seek him for mercy. Well, let's turn over to Matthew chapter 10. Excuse me, Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. And we tell a story of which you already know. Blind Bartimaeus. Matthew chapter 10, beginning in verse 46. Then they came to Jericho, and later, as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples, a large crowd, a beggar who was blind, named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. And when he heard that Jesus, the Nazarene, he began to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Now, many were sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, call him here. So they called the man who was blind, saying, take courage and stand up. He is calling for you. And throwing off his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And replying to him, Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And the man who was blind said to him, Rabboni, I want to regain my sight. And Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. And immediately he regained his sight and began following him on the road. Now, there are a bunch of lessons in this story, but since we're talking about mercy, we'll just stick to that topic. Now, one of the things that you saw back in Deuteronomy chapter 4 was that God's people was in distress. And the second thing that you saw back in Deuteronomy chapter 4 was that you're going to seek God because of your distress, but you have to use your whole heart and soul to find God. And then that God will be merciful. You will return to God. And then the fourth thing that you do in mercy is that you will start following God or listening to his commandments, doing what it is that he wants done. Now, the point that I'm going to make is everybody on this earth needs mercy, needs compassion. Oh, not only because they're in some physical distress, which may well be true, and if we have the opportunity to help, we should. Beyond that, though, everybody on this earth needs spiritual mercy. And here's the interesting thing. You know that grace abounds upon this earth. God gives everyone the opportunity to come to him for salvation. However, those who actually come to God, if you stop and think about this, you see this is true. Those who actually come to God are those that receive mercy. And those that come to God must seek him with all their heart and with all their soul. And with that, when you realize God's compassion, when you realized what spiritual condition you're in, and you're asking God for help, and you're seeking God with all your heart and with all your soul, when that happens, you will determine that you need to follow God. Now, this is going to be the exact same thing. That story in Deuteronomy 4, this story in Mark chapter 10, has the same characteristics. Salvation has the exact same characteristics. Now, here was this blind man, Bartimaeus. And he was certainly in distress. You know, the physical miracles that we see are those spiritual applications that we can see in our lives. So here he is, this blind man sitting up on the side of the road, and he hears Jesus coming. Now, I don't know if this blind man heard that Jesus was coming that way, or if he just was sitting there. But nonetheless, this blind man is in a bad way. And what does he do? He seeks the Lord with all of his heart and all of his soul. And he cries out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the guys in the crowd, people in the crowd say, hey, knock it off. And he cries out even more though. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus eventually calls him over. But you know, before he got up off the ground, he got up excitedly. He even threw off his coat, his cloak, and he got to Jesus as soon as he could. And then when Jesus was there, when Bartimaeus was before Jesus, Jesus asked him, what is it you want me to do for you? And the man had just a physical question, a physical response. He says, I want my sight restored. I want to see again. And Jesus had mercy on this man. And he says, because of your faith, you have been made well. And then what did the guy do? And immediately he regained his sight and began following him on the road. Same four characteristics that we saw in back in Deuteronomy. There's a scene of distress. You will seek God with all your heart and with all your soul. You will return to God, and then there will be some compassion merciful for you, and then you will follow him, which is the exact same story that we see right here with this guy. And he began following him. He began to stay in the crowd that followed Jesus and walk along with him. He was a disciple now of Jesus, but he was in great distress. And that's the thing about spiritual applications as well. People have to understand that they are in great spiritual distress and their lives are miserable. Their lives are horrible. And it's going to stay that way all the way till they pass from this earth. And then because they never sought God for mercy or salvation, they're going to end up in hell. But those who realize what an awful mess they've made of their life, they begin to look for God. And they can find God. They can find him when they look for him with all of their heart and all of their soul. That is their very being. Every fiber of their being is interested, needs to come to God. And God is going to be merciful to those who come to him. And so here it is. God gives this man mercy through Jesus Christ, of course. And this man begins to follow Jesus Christ. Isn't that the way that you receive mercy? Isn't that the way that you had seen this as well in your own life? You were in some sort of spiritual distress and you realize that. And you realize that God is the only source of cleaning up your life. And so you began seeking him. Maybe a friend would help you with the gospel. Maybe a relative would help you with the gospel. But nonetheless, when you gave your heart and soul into the search for God, you found God and you came to God and you told him what it is that you needed. That is the removal of sin, the removal of garbage in your life. And God was happy to do that for you because he looked down upon you in pity. He had compassion on you. And so he gives you the avenue of salvation. And then you began to follow Jesus Christ. It's the same thing over and over again when we talk about mercy. Now, there's another spot that I want to go to, please. Acts chapter 3, beginning in verse 19. Acts chapter 3, and beginning in verse 19. Oh, boy, I'm way off there. Acts chapter 13, beginning in verse 19. Oh, let me get my bearing here. I still don't know where I am. Acts chapter 3, my bad. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. I'm sorry. Transpose the numbers in my brain of all things. All right. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Now, Peter is telling the Jewish leadership here that they need to repent. But before that, let's get a couple of things going on here. Let's get a couple of verses going. In verse 16, and on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know. And faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. See that element of compassion? And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance just as your rulers also did. But the things which God previously announced by the mouth of all the prophets, and that his Christ would suffer, he is fulfilled in this way. And then the apostles tell the Jewish council this. Therefore, repent and return so that your sins may be wiped out in order that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And that he may send Jesus the Christ appointed for you. Well, let's spend a little bit of time on Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. There's some spiritual distress that Peter and John see, and they want to do something about it. They have compassion, they have sorrow, they have pity upon these Jewish leaders who do not know Jesus, who are arguing with Jesus. Of course, Jesus has already ascended, but they want to wipe out the cause of Jesus Christ. But Peter and John say, no, you guys need to repent. You need to look for Jesus because he is the Lord. And when you've searched for him with all your heart and soul, then you can come to him. And listen, what does it say? Repent and return. So that's the part of man. So that your sins may be wiped away. In order that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Now, there's a phrase there that we want to take a look at. It's very interesting. This is kind of sort of like Acts 2 and verse 38. Only it's different. In Acts 3 and verse 19, repent and return. What does Acts 2 and verse 38 say? Repent and every one of you be baptized. So I want you to see this. Returning to the Lord in the New Testament is tantamount to being baptized for the remission of your sins. Let's go back to Acts chapter 2, please. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Turn the page backward. And here we are. Verse 36. Let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ Jesus, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart. Now, what do you got to do to find God? You got to use your heart and your soul. But these people were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what are we to do? Peter said to them, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Repent and turn to God so that you may have times of refreshing from the Lord yourself. Acts 3 in verse 19 is almost the exact same thing as Acts 2 and verse 38. You can make that connection between repenting, forgiving, being baptized, with the same thing that we find in Acts 3 and verse 19. Therefore, repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. All right, so that's the same thing over and over again, is it not? All of these elements can be found in mercy, in God's mercy. And it's imperative that we see where we come from, where we were, and we know that our sins would have killed us. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6 and verse 23. If the wages of sin is death, then we wake up to the fact that we're dying, and we want to do something, and we seek God. We seek the gospel. We want to know about God. Is God truly there? Is he going to help me in all the things that are bothering me and causing me this distress, spiritually speaking? And yes, yes, he is. God is going to have mercy upon you. That's the way God is. That is his nature. That is what he is all about. And so when you come to God, that is, you return or turn to God, that you see what God is capable and able to do for you, and you are baptized for the remission of sins. You want to talk about Lydia? The same sort of thing. You want to talk about Simon the sorcerer? Same sort of thing. You want to talk about the Ethiopian eunuch? Same sort of thing. All of the cases of mercy in the New Testament follow the exact same pattern. It's the same pattern for you and I today. We must seek for God, and we must then repent and do as God says for salvation. And then, just like Bartimaeus, we become followers of Jesus Christ for the rest of our life. And we're excited to do so. Just like Bartimaeus threw off his coat We would be excited to run up to Jesus and say, Lord, please help me, save me. And we are excited about following Jesus all the days of our life. That's mercy. Now, that's a very short lesson on mercy. And I say it that way because of this. Mercy is so repetitive throughout the Old and New Testament. It's really hard to start talking about mercy until you find it in the Old Testament. And then you say, oh, well, okay, all right, so we understand that's mercy. And then there are a bazillion verses in both Testaments about mercy. Mercy is a huge thing with God.